latest Seiya releases a patch for multiple vulnerabilities. A patch has been also released for Print Nightmare, and more on this week's episode of Bear Security. Welcome to Bear Security, a weekly quick take on topics affecting our businesses, clients, careers, and communities in cybersecurity. I'm Chris Kly, and here are the stories for the week of July 12th, 2021. Our top story this week continues with last week's coverage of IT software vendor Kaseya. Kaseya has released a patch related to the Reval ransomware assault on their customer base that used their VSA software, but it contained more than just a fix for the authentication bypass. The patch was published late Sunday, and it addresses several vulnerabilities, including a credentials leak and business logic flaw, cross-site scripting, 2FA bypass, issues with the secure flag not being set on certain session cookies, addressing API responses that would contain a password hash, and a vulnerability that allows unauthorized uploads to the file server. In addition to these fixes, users will be forced to change their passwords, and various features are being limited or disabled. If you use Kaseya's VSA software as part of your managed services offering or to manage your network, you'll definitely want to get up to speed on all the changes before deploying the patch. These changes will also impact users of Kaseya's SaaS version of VSA. Links to the patch details are, of course, in the description. We reported on Friday that Microsoft's Print Nightmare patch was released, though it comes with a few requirements. Installation itself is not sufficient to resolve it. Similar to other major vulnerabilities we've experienced, there are three registry keys that need to be created and set, which impact the point and print functionality. These settings limit printer driver installation to domain or system administrators unless they are signed, and push for UAC to prompt on driver installations and changes. It is recommended to make sure that UAC is enabled, of course, to ensure the proper functionality of the controls since it does rely on it. And you should test this patch if you can prior to deploying it, as some administrators have found that Zebra printers stop working after the patch has been installed. Other user issues that have been reported so far seem to be resolved by installing the printer as an administrator. You can read the full story over on our blog, and you'll also find a link to that in the description. If the ransomware incident wasn't enough already for Kaseya VSA customers, a new malicious email campaign is the next thing looking to exploit them, according to Windows Central. The campaign, detailed by Malwarebytes threat intelligence team, attempts to take advantage of users by asking them to install a security update via email claiming to have been published by Microsoft. The email seemed to contain an attachment called securityupdates.exe, but also directs users to download an additional payload from a website, both of which contain Cobalt Strike malware. With thousands of businesses still recovering from the ransomware incident with Kaseya, this is one more thing that people need to worry about. Users are encouraged to only visit the official Kaseya website at www.kaseya.com for details surrounding any updates and for patches as mentioned earlier in the show. Links to both the story over on Windows Central or the details from Malwarebytes threat intelligence team are in the description. The Hacker News is reporting that McAfee Labs has discovered a new method by which the Zloader malware is being delivered. The method involves the delivery of a phishing email that contains a Microsoft Word document that, when opened, downloads a password-protected Excel file from a remote server. From there, Word will read the cells from the XLS to assemble a macro's code, followed by disabling the Excel macro warning in the registry, after which the malicious macro function is run, it downloads the Zloader payload, and then executes it under run DLL32. Now it is important to note that by default, macros are disabled in Word to attempt to avoid this common exploitation method, but depending on the configuration of your environment, this may not be the case. Additionally, the delivery of Word documents often contains language designed to lure and users into enabling the macros if the option is available to them, which then triggers the infection. You can read the full story over on the Hacker News or the full research, including screenshots, over at McAfee Labs through the links in the description. Last for this week's episode, CyberScoop is reporting that in the past few weeks, insurers have joined together to address the growing concerns and issues around ransomware and cyber attacks. The first significant event came from the top seven insurance companies forming Cyber AccuView back in mid-June of this year. Cyber AccuView is a company intended to combine the insurance firm's data collection and analysis efforts to assist in strengthening their overall risk mitigation. The second came last week from the American Property Casualty Insurance Association, or APCIA, which released their guiding principles and their view on regulation related to cyber extortion and ransomware. Both these actions come as credit agency AM Best warned of a grim cyber insurance market, with the average growth of claims having been more than 39%, and that ransomware now accounts for 75% of claims. Through both of these actions, insurers are hoping to improve the data by which law enforcement, the government, and insurers have to understand losses and improve overall risk mitigation. We have links for the full story on CyberScoop, the APCIA's guiding principles, or the new organization, Cyber AccuView, in the description. That is all for this week's episode of Bear Security. Be sure to check in now every Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern via our blog, here on YouTube, or via podcast on the latest to prepare you for the week. Links for all the stories mentioned can be found in the description or on our website, syntaxbearer.io. On there, you can also find links to interesting stories, tools, research, or videos we couldn't cover on this week's episode. Thanks as always for tuning in. This is Chris Kly signing off. Stay safe out there, friends.